You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Hello, Screener Squad listeners. This is your Captain Bradley Martin speaking. Oh, I'm not supposed to give my last name. Just Bradley speaking. We're going to get some xenophobic turbulence during this review with some post-9/11 nostalgia and hopefully help you forget about the corona there. Our flight attendants today are London.
Ew.
And also Adrian.
Hello.
Peanuts, coffee, and we'll be talking about J.J. Levy, that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, of Third Rock fame, 7,500.
Third Rock fame? Been in like 300 movies since the show.
That's the first thing I saw, man.
The most recent thing
sure.
I could think of was 500 Days of Summer. But how long ago was that?
Too long ago. Yeah.
Like Inception? What has he done? In a while. It's been
a
minute.
What was the last movie he was in? He was in that Snowden movie.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't think anybody saw.
He was in Don John.
Well, everyone was afraid to see it because of truth, right?
He was Robin and Batman.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 7,500, a pilot who's on a flight, a night flight, with his beautiful girlfriend, a flight attendant, on the plane with him. Because that's not a conflict of interest. When suddenly terrorists hijack the plane. And he and his co-pilot, no, he's the co-pilot. The captain and himself have to keep the plane in the air, the door closed, and the safety of the passengers. It's a very short bottle film, one set. So we're just going to dive right into talking about it before I accidentally spoil the plot. Now, we discussed these things a little bit before, and Adrian, I think, probably enjoyed this the most. Adrian, why don't you tell us about your love of airplanes, flight, and bottle movies?
Well, I'm not sure if enjoyed it is the right word, because it's definitely not a fun movie. But as a bottle film, I thought it was done pretty well. Now, the thing is, I should have read up on this. I don't think this is based on a true story at all.
No.
And
not at all.
If it's not, this really does seem like a movie that would have come out 10 years ago, if not more. If you've seen any kind of hijacking movie with terrorists, you've kind of seen them all, and the only thing that really elevates this is Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the way that it's filmed, I would say.
So, let me get this straight. This isn't based on a true story?
I have no idea.
I don't believe so. I did sound pretty sure of myself, but I'm actually not 100%. Just trying to do in-review live research, I discovered that Flight 7500 was a supernatural horror film directed by Takashi Shimizu. So, that's something. But I'm not finding any truth behind the story of the film we saw. Not that that's a problem. You know, a disaster movie is a disaster movie, and terrorisms are the new tornadoes, as they say.
Now that that's the case, I feel like this is just propaganda to remind people to be afraid of terrorists instead of disease.
I think there's like a cobalt of hooded figures angry that there's not enough fear of terrorism and all the fears going towards pandemics. I mean, they make the same films about both things.
I mean, yeah, but, well, I guess it would be out of taste if we made, like, well, oh, wait, terrorist disease. That'd be interesting, like a Resident Evil movie.
Oh, like the terrorist spread disease. Well, let's get back to this particular film. Sorry for sidetracking everybody. London, Did you like anything in particular about it, this film?
Okay, probably. I'm going to be on the counterbalance to the basically the middle, because I didn't really hate this movie that much. It was a miserable experience. Don't get me wrong. It was like I took heroin, except if it was just pure pain. So I thought all the performances were great. That's really it.
Okay. Now, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I've mentioned a lot, he plays Tobias Ellis. His co-pilot, I want to say, was Carlo Kitzlinger, who plays Michael Lutzman. For what it's worth, he was a convincing pilot. I mean, there's not much going on in this film. And for me, that made it very slow. Now, the film's not long by any means. I believe it clocks in around 90 minutes. How did you feel about the time and the pacing of this film, Adrian?
There's a point near the last third of the film that I actually thought it was going to end. And then it kept going for like another 30 minutes. So it's strange. Like, this is a short film, but it doesn't feel that short. It doesn't feel quick at all. Even though the actual terrorist act starts, it gets into it pretty quick after the flight takes off.
Yes.
But then it just kind of lulls for a bit. And kind of like I said earlier, really the only thing this movie has going for it is the way that it's filmed. I think for a bottle film, it's filmed well, and it makes you feel like you're right there in that in the cockpit with them. In fact, they don't really even open the door to go out of the cockpit. Anything you see outside of it is through the security monitor, and I thought that was really cool. And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I don't remember what the last movie I saw him in was. I think it was that Christmas Seth Rogen movie that the name I can't even think of right now. So seeing him again after a while, I thought he did a really good job. I really like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I thought this was a very mature adult performance of his. This I felt bad for him when you're supposed to feel bad for him, and even though I was kind of like, okay, I know where this is going, I still felt a little anxious at points, seeing him try to get over the scenario and try to get the upper hand. Because you're really not sure, for at least a moment, you're not sure where it's going to go.
I will say that I Wikipedia'd a lot of pilot duty. That's D-U-T-Y. You dirty minds out there, little childish listeners. And a lot of pilot protocol for what exactly you're supposed to do when this happens. Do not open the cockpit is actually the correct protocol. And as far as screenwriting goes, they nailed that. And I appreciate it because it did rev up the tension. And that's a very hard thing to do in a bottle film, is keep things anxious and on edge. Now, Patrick Volrath is the writer of this. He also wrote something, Everything Will Be Okay, and Ketchup Kid. Not familiar with those personally. Oh, he directed this as well. So, London, speaking of intense situations, did you feel anxious at all, or was the tension earned in this film
for you? I'll give it that. It genuinely felt like it felt real time. So since it felt real time, it's everything that happened seemed appropriate. So all the intensity, because in the beginning, the way it's paced, it's very routine, and we get the setup for everything that's going on. And then once it hits, it does feel like we're experiencing it alongside Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It does feel like everything that he's doing routine. He's following the rules, and he's trying to do it to the best of his ability, but everything keeps escalating, that there was really nothing he could have done within that time period. So I do feel like it was earned. My issue is, I just didn't see the purpose of the movie. I mean to be rude. I feel bad because like I think this movie is fair.
No, you know, because
I usually when I watch we watch movies sometimes it's what there's actually craft made into this. The performances, like I said, I do think they work really hard at it, and I do think that what the research and the dialogue felt genuine. Some I debate a little bit. I'll have to watch it again to see to really fine tune it because I wasn't paying attention to it as much. But overall, I can say I think it's a solid made film, bottle film. I didn't see too much of it. It just seems like misery porn.
No, and I can appreciate that sentiment. I grew up watching Plane Gets Hijacked by Terrorists. Like that was a common genre when I was a kid. Watching these films, you have the best one, Passenger 57, and the worst one, what was it called? Harrison Ford punches a terrorist out of the plane.
Get off my plane.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Air Force One, thank you.
I think you mean the best
one. That wasn't the worst one. There was a lot of them. Did either of you accidentally compare this to Captain Phillips in your head? While watching it?
At the very end. They do... Okay, of all the cliches this movie has, the one that I dislike the most is giving one of the antagonists... trying to make them a little sympathetic. Because it's always the exact same beat. It's always the exact same storyline. It's always the one that's... It's always the terrorist who's the youngest. It's always about their parents.
Yeah, he said he was like 19.
I believe. And that's something that happens in Captain Phillips. It's something that happens in Hotel Mumbai. The only thing that's kind of saving those movies is that they are based on real stories. So there's kind of a point in telling the story. Hotel Mumbai is a hard movie to watch, but I thought that was pretty good. And even though that does kind of fall into the misery porn category... Hotel Mumbai tells the story that I honestly didn't know about, and it's pretty shocking and interesting to hear about. This one, because it's not based on something real, it is kind of hard to explain why even this, aside from it being maybe the easiest way to make someone anxious. You know, like if you don't watch a lot of movies, like I think it's safe to say that we all watch a lot of movies, us three.
Yes.
If you don't watch a lot of movies, like your parents would probably like this. You know, they'll probably think like, oh my God, I was on the edge of my seats. And I think for any movie that has to do with a hijacking, it's almost like picking low fruits. Like, of course you're going to be on the edge of your seat. It's a hijacking. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Now the more I think about this, I guess I didn't like it that much.
But actually, yeah.
Well, like you said, London, this is, and I can't stress this enough, not a 90s or late 80s action thriller by any means. There's no president that punches someone in the face and gives a catchphrase. Wesley Snipes isn't going to tell the terrorist to always bet on black. It's not that kind of movie. It's more akin to what you said, London. Misery porn, I believe the term was that you used. Because it is a very scary situation to think about. Currently, since nobody's flying, I didn't really put my headspace in the air since I'm not going anywhere for who knows how long, 2-3 years. Let's get that vaccine. Just dated the review. My apologies. But it did have a very... I'd say sombering effect on me because of the performances, specifically from Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, I wasn't necessarily scared, but he was, and that did make me feel, as you said earlier, Adrian, anxious. And I think he does a great job, and he always has.
I think he should. I think he should just call Batman out of retirement.
Yeah.
He should never retire as a policeman from that, you know, from Gotham, and he should have just... You know, he should have taken up the Batman mantle and this would never have happened.
I'll say this.
I'm not sure why Captain Tobias doesn't go by his first name, Robin.
I'll say this. I do want to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt in more movies now. I miss this guy. And you know what? if there's gonna be one saving grace for this film, it's him for sure. He's fantastic in it, but it's not like a stretch. It's not like an Oscar-worthy performance. He's just really good in what's unfortunately a mediocre movie.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into our final thoughts. London.
You know, it's funny. I didn't expect us all to kind of side more with me. I thought I was going to be the odd man out. But yeah, I thought this was okay. It's Adrian, I do agree with you. I think for someone who's just wanting to watch something intense, this will give you that. You know, I think it will definitely give you the thrills. And if you feel like being miserable for an hour and a half or however long it is, then sure, go ahead. I really liked the performances. I did think it was interesting that it felt like it was playing in real time. But in the end, I really have nothing else to add to it. And the fact that it wasn't based on a true story makes it worse for me. So it actually dropped my rating down because of that. Because like, I feel like I just watched some miserable story for nothing. A miserable xenophobic story for nothing. And I'm going to give this 6.5 Sky Marshals. I should have been on the goddamn plane out of 10.
I didn't even think of that. Mm. You're right.
Well, what are you thinking about with your final thoughts, Adrian?
I think as a bottle film, it is a pretty decent bottle film that's worth a watch. If you don't watch a lot of movies and you want something a little more intense than, I don't know, an episode of 24 or whatever other like drama is on right now, SVU, something that's a little more intense than that. And it really is a great performance by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, not just because he's in an overall mediocre film, but this film has no soundtrack, so it doesn't rely on music cues to get some kind of emotion out of you. So the fact that there's no music, JGL does a really good job at getting emotion out of me personally, with like a look or the way he'll say a line. He does a really great job in this. But because it's not really based on a true story, it's almost like this feels a little irresponsible at this time making this type of movie. It's not bad. It's not great. And unfortunately, because we watch a lot of movies, sometimes you just gotta be a little special, and this was not. I would give this 2.5 mini bottles of tequila out of 5.
Ooh, now we're going to talk about the movie Flight, Denzel Washington. I enjoyed that film. Now this film, for my final thoughts, it's okay. It's fun to watch with a lot of people until you realize it's not a fun movie. That's my fault. I blame my upbringing, as I've stated 3 times now, on those action-adventure films where the plane is taken over and we need a hero to save the day. Heroes do come in all shapes and sizes, though, and the pilot, Captain Tobias, played by J.J. Levy, very excellently done. I enjoy his work. I enjoyed this performance. It really is a depressing film to watch. So, with all that and all that we've said, I'm going to give this 6 rolls of duct tape out of 10 pieces of glass. Eh?
Hey, yeah, okay. It's a little grim, but okay.
Okay.
I always do that. I always go grim. So you guys remember your last flight?
Yeah, I think I was off an edible going to Toronto. That flight took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was never.
Thank you. Look forward to the next one. Everyone have a great day.